Lady Gemstone had explored many dimensions across the years. As a superheroine, you sometimes find yourself in situations when you need to follow the bad guy to his lair, discover some important secrets, trash the place a little so the death ray could not be shot, etc. She had grown used to the snowy mountains, underwater lairs surrounded by robotic sharks, gargantuan plains manned by an army of tightly clothed clones of Scarlett Johansson. Still, she needed a moment to take in what waited beyond the portal. There was no soil or grass on the ground, only a soft, pale surface of what the heroine thought was a mixture of cotton and silk. Upwards glided in small bands across a sky without clouds or sun. Floating closer, Gemstone realized that these were no animals, but animated pair of panties instead, stretched wide so the size might resemble the wings of a real bird.
"So, it really is a wedgie dimension," she muttered,
her own flight uninterrupted by the strange beasts which inhabited the land. Crystal, or Lady Gemstone as she was known in the superhero community, was a young woman of Amazonian height and muscle. Her hair was short and pale as snow, her eyes blue like the half-mask on her face. Blue, too, was her cape, long gloves and pants, the latter so tight they left little to the imagination. Top and boots were white, just like the 2 inches of cotton peeking out from the back of her pants.
"Come on, I'm such an easy target," she said out loud. "Why don't you do to me what you did to Wonder Woman and the others?"
It was the Amazon princess who gave Crystal her mission. Tall, dark-haired, and built like a goddess, Diana was something to behold, even with her blue granny panties glued to the top of her head and red hand marks glowing on her large rear. Power Girl and Batwoman were there too, each with a heavy bag of fresh ice shoved between their buttocks, both with blushes that matched the red on Diana's butt cheeks.
"Lady Gemstone, we need your help," said the Amazon princess. There was going to be a battle. One fought between humanity's defenders and a bunch of mad villains. The Justice League needed all its members to face the incoming challenge, which meant some flanks would be left unguarded. That included certain entities and powerful spirits who might ambush reinforcing heroines on their way to the fight, leaving them trapped in brutal wedgies like those Diana and the others had been forced to endure.
"We cannot fight like this. This creature, Niku Nuwag, needs to be stopped. Or at least slow down until we deal with a far more important menace."
"And you think I can do that?" had asked Crystal.
Wonder Woman's calm mask shattered for an instant.
"You seem to have a lot of experience dealing with wedgie-giving foes. Even when they get the upper hand, you handle their attacks far better than any of us could. Like that time you fought the Wedgisaurus by Hera. I still can't understand how you managed to survive that."
The reason, of course, was the same one which encouraged Crystal to take the job. Unlike Wonder Woman and the others, she actually enjoyed getting her undies shoved up her ass by a superpowered being. Lady Gemstone put on her best serious face and assured the League that she would do whatever she could to, at least, entertain the evil being known as Nikuru. Wonder Woman and the others smiled, trying and failing to hide their obvious relief. They all'd rather face a world-ending menace than another one of those spirits' massive pools.
"But then again, maybe they just wanted to overhype you," shouted Lady Gemstone, still flying over a field of fabrics.
"Better than a Wedgisaurus? We'll see about that."
"Indeed we will."
Suddenly, the sky above Crystal disappeared, alongside the open spaces she had been flying over for so long. The stone heroine now found herself in a massive hall, flanked by twisting columns of different 100 colors and walls of rich wood, all displaying 100 and more trophies. There were granny panties, normal pairs, thongs, G-strings, boy shorts, and tidy whities, each with a different tag attached to the waistband, all shredded beyond further use. Crystal recognized a few of these pairs. One was blue with silver stars, obviously a pair belonging to Wonder Woman. The pairs belonging to Supergirl and Batgirl hung together, the former with the bat symbol, the latter with a big red Superman S. A pink pair with white frills and adorable teddy bears, red with bats, snow white with adorable Chicago birds, ponies, foxes, kittens, and pups. There seemed to be no end to them.
"Impressed?"
A little.
Lady Jinso tried to follow the strange voice, which seemed to come from everywhere at once.
"So, this is your place?"
"Indeed, and you must be the volunteer."
"Well, somebody needs to stop you."
"I guess so. Then are you willing to do that?"
The whole hall echoed with Nikuru's laughter. I know your little secret, Crystal. I know the real reason why you were so eager to face me, even if you knew you would lose. Lady Gemstone narrowed her blue orbs.
So what?
So, I am going all in. And don't worry, no pair of underwear can be destroyed in my realm, unless I wish it to. But enough talking. Let us begin.
Crystal gasped. Her tidy whities, tight already, decided to hide deep in between the heroine's crack. Something between a yelp and a moan left Lady Gemstone's mouth as the material dug into her, giving her a natural which put many an atomic to shame. The heroine spun in circles over the ground, holding to her buttocks while her lips pressed into a little O.
So, what do you think?
Is that the best you've got?
Said Crystal, now moaning for real.
Feisty, I'm going to enjoy our little dance.
Strange arms of cotton burst out from the columns to grab the heroine's limbs and force her to bow in the air, head down and bubble butt pointed at the ceiling. Just as Crystal had expected and hoped. More arms joined in the fun, only those focused on all the inches of white peeking out from her tight pants. Tim's slim fingers held to the exposed waistband with surprising strength, adding just a little more pressure to Crystal's already amazing wedgie.
First, let's start with the basics.
Ow!
The white shot out from the back of Lady Gemstone's pants like a cotton geyser. 7 whole feet of this material streamed out before the leg holes followed, taking their own pace to yawn out of the heroine's pants. For Nikaru, it was a simple, brainless pull of the kind she performed without thought. For Crystal, though, it was a wedgie which easily matched those of a grown wedgiesaurus. The heroine shuddered as if struck by a bolt of lightning, eyes crossed while a brainless smile grew on her lips. Nikaru's wedgies were really worth the hype behind them. One pull and already she could taste the sweaty material, feel it grinding hard through a crack.
Now, of course, the front deserves some love, too.
More cotton claws appeared from nearby columns, all with long, slender claws which easily found their way into Lady Gemstone's tight pants. Another heroine would have squealed, watching in horror as cotton hands grabbed cotton panties. Lady Gemstone, though, she met the incoming Melvin with clear eagerness. It had been far too long since a villainess gave her a Melvin worth talking about. Would this Nikaru spirit manage to? More white cotton exploded out of Crystal's pants, little more than a pale blur before her wide eyes. This was not the first time Nikaru entertained someone with a secret love for wedgies, nor was it the first time she saw the famous Lady Gemstone with cotton up her ass and crotch. She watched in amusement as each side took turns shooting towards the ceiling, somehow growing 10 more feet with each new tug, physics and logics be damned. The white-haired heroine moaned even louder, trembling like so many of Nikaru's old victims, only an overwhelming pleasure instead of pain. It would be so simple to change that. She had witnessed one of the fights between Lady Gemstone and an arrogant purple-haired villainess who had the guts to name herself Wedgie Queen. Although she had to admit, this woman sure knew how to deliver a mean pull. So mean, in fact, high-pitched cries of pain left Crystal's mouth instead of the usual happy moans. But the spirit of wedgies, Nikaru, could accomplish this too. But it had been far too long since she entertained someone who enjoyed her powers and tricks. And I am full of tricks! 2 nearby columns of cotton shuddered, leaning down towards Lady Gemstone. Their tops were not flat blocks, though, but massive hands, made of the same colorful cotton which covered the spirit's lean figure. Despite their massive size, though, the fingers slipped through Gemstone's leg holes with nimble ease, a sight which would have made the other heroines cry in terror, but which Crystal greeted with a wide smile and eager wide eyes.
You know size doesn't matter, right?
She teased.
Of course not. It's the way you use it that counts.
Cotton poured out of every corner now, the back of Crystal's pants, the front, the sides, there seemed to be no end to it. Nikaru's giant arms flung the heroine up in the air, then caught her again, upside down by 2 of the massive threads keeping her dangling left and right. Gemstone's arms and legs dangled numb as her brain tried to take in a spirit-level wedgie like that. And to think, she was doing all this for free.
Now, let's try something a little different.
The fingers threw Crystal high again, only this time they went far beyond a simple tug. 10 fingers became 20. Each one with a different purpose and a side of cotton to draw back. Lady Gemstone opened her mouth to moan again, but a tight thread of white cotton got between her teeth first.
Same thing happened with her arms, pinned now to the sides of her torso. Her legs were left to twitch as uselessly as they had twitched all before. All the while, the rest of Lady Gemstone was consumed by a ball of several layers of her own, sweaty, tidy whiteies. And that's not all, folks. In Nikru's world, there was no limit to the size a pair of normal undies could stretch, or how many threads of white material could shoot out from the same human-sized ball. These strings joined together, wrapped around one another, to make all manner of imaginative shapes. Some could be recognized as Earth's animals, others as particular landscapes or creatures of other dimensions. Lady Gemstone was more than happy to contribute. She had had these kind of dreams before, back when she was a little younger and less experienced with the world of wedgies. The pleasure she was experiencing now, that fire burning which seemed to overfill her body, was like nothing the heroine had experienced before. Indeed, she was not sure her brains can truly handle it. Even before the cotton covered her eyes, her vision began to grow blurry, while her ears stopped bothering with the echo of her muffled moans. The wedgie took it all. The wedgie was all that mattered at that moment. The wedgie... Crystal? Are you okay? Nekaru floated closer and placed a cotton hand on the ball of fabric. Ah, your body could not handle it, so you fainted. Don't worry, this was your first time. It's only natural something like this happens. Now, for being such a good sport, let me take you to the clinic. Epilogue.
Dr. Tuggingston, we have a new one. Young woman, tidy whities?
There was a hint of horny in the nurse's voice.
The wedgie is, it is...
What, Clara? A level 8? A 10?
It goes far beyond our usual measurement scales. Not even a fully grown wedgie saurus could accomplish, this.
Dr. Tuggington was a man of many gifts, but being expressive was not one of them. As a person who helped out nerds out of gift wraps and freed heroines from the ball of cotton of a wedgie saurus, he was more than used to sights which others might consider odd. Still, his pale eyes widened as the nurse opened the door and a wave of white cotton poured out, full of stretch marks, but somehow, without a single hole in the fabric, the nurse next to him got on her tiptoes and began to squint.
I think, she's still there. Should I borrow a machete? There's an adventure in the other room and she isn't using it at the moment.
Yes, please do that, muttered Tuggington. And gloves, two auxiliary crowbars, and, this special sauce.
Will that be enough?
Asked the nurse. Only one way to find out. Trapped in a mess of white cotton of such amounts of nearly 500 miles of it, streamed out of the room's only window like a new highway, Crystal, or Lady Gemstone as she was better known, moaned like she had done for the past few days. While other patients squealed and howled when pincers dug between their buttocks, the white-haired heroine bit her lower lip and moaned, sinking her gloved fingers into the mattress as the doctors and a team of half a dozen nurses struggled to make sense of the work of Nikaru Nuwang. Hours later, a new group had to carry on with the job while the first took a well-earned rest. No matter how much the squeezed fabric they tugged out, there was always more. Hot like an oven, yet still somehow intact. Yet, that was not even the strangest thing they found between the heroine's moons.
What is this? Asked the nurse.
A note. We found it, there.
Dearest Lady Gemstone, our first time together was indeed a pleasure. Few could handle what I offered like you did. Wonder Woman and the others should congratulate you once they're done with their little fight. I can tell for a fact none of them could last half as much as you did in my place. Hope to see you soon, Nikaru.